So a Pharisee and a tax collector went to the temple to pray. One of them came out looking good. The other one, not so much. You know, I think the Pharisees get a bad rap. Whenever they get compared to the standard that Jesus sets in the Bible, they come out looking awful. And I don't think it's because they didn't try to follow the Scriptures, because they did. And it isn't because they didn't love God, because I believe the Pharisees loved God. And it isn't because they weren't devout followers of God and the Scriptures, because that's exactly what they were. They were devout followers of God and of the Scriptures. This morning's Scripture is an example of that bad rap. A Pharisee comes to the temple to pray, and prayers that are very similar to what a Pharisee would say are written in the Talmud, which is the Jewish commentaries compiled from the oral traditions dating back to the time of Moses. Prayers that the Pharisees were instructed to say. Listen to this one from Talmud Berakot. Baruch atah Hashem Eloheinu melech halom shelo asani goy. That's one line, and it means, praise to you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who did not make me a Gentile or a heathen. Baruch atah Hashem Eloheinu melech halom shelo asani avet. Praise to you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who did not make me a slave or an idiot. Baruch atah Hashem Eloheinu melech halom shelo asani isha. You like this one. Praise to you, the Lord our God, King of the universe, who did not make me a woman. Such disdain for women in the Talmud. But women do have something to say there. Instead of saying that, the women would say a line after, which is, Baruch atah Hashem Eloheinu melech halom she'ashani kirtzono. Praise to you, the Lord our God, King of the universe, who made me according to your will. See, this Pharisee, he was reciting acceptable morning prayers, thanking God for making him the things, or not making him the things that he was not. Thank you, O God, that I am not a thief, a rogue, an adulterer, or a tax collector. As offensive as we hear that, and as offensive as this prayer might be, who did not make me a Gentile, who did not make me a woman, it was a part of the Talmud. This Pharisee was following what he thought to be correct. The character of the prayer, even though it's not to belittle others, sort of sounds that way. And really, this Pharisee did go a little bit further. He got a little full of himself in the prayer, didn't he? That first part, maybe that fits with, thank you, God, for what I am not. But then he goes, I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of my income. To which God could probably only respond, yeah, you're right. You know, it's not really a prayer of anything God doesn't know or anything God really needs to hear. I do look at the prayer, and you know, it's offended. For thanking God for these things that you're not burdened with. I think when we read this, we are supposed to be offended with how the Pharisee prays. But I also think that the Pharisee didn't see it that way. When the Pharisee was praying, I think what the Pharisee was doing was begging God to notice that he was doing it right. You know, I'm doing it right, God, love me because I'm doing it right. Because that's what the Pharisee knew. God loves me because I do it right. And all too often, we get that nowadays. Do you know who the modern day equivalent of the Pharisees are? Anybody? Yeah, it's the ministers. It's the ministers. It's the worship leaders. It's the ones who have learned the rules and follow them. And we get a little full of ourselves in the process. I'm doing it right. God loved me because I'm doing it right. Or the ones who pray and give thanks for God's blessings and all too often think things or say things like, thank you, God, that we aren't like them. Them. In the United Church of Christ, we talk about being open We talk about being affirming. We say that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you're welcome here. And so we're not all that judgmental about people who would come into the church from any walk of life. Whatever they have done, we say, it's all right, come on in. But where are we judgmental? Who are them to the United Church of Christ? Usually it's people who are very conservative. And maybe a lot of people here are very conservative, but we have that air of we're progressive, we're enlightened. And if you don't think the way we do, you're them. We make that mistake. We're kind of like Pharisees in that way. But here's the tax collector. He didn't know the rules the way the Pharisee knew the rules. He didn't have the appropriate prayers right on the tip of his tongue. He stood far off, not wanting to be near, not feeling worthy to be near where this holy Pharisee was standing, or any of the righteous ones would pray. And he asked God for mercy. And this prayer of the tax collector is the one that Jesus says he was justified by. And you know, when I hear the prayer of the tax collector, I think of Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade. Do you remember that scene where he's going up and he's going through all of this series of tests, I guess, you know, like the one where he has to step off the lion's breath and, or not lion, I don't know where it was, where he steps and he lands on that bridge that you can't see. But before that, he's going on, and this is at the, I guess this is the breath of God, and he's going, only the penitent man will pass, the penitent man, only the penitent man will pass. The penitent man is humble. He's humble before God. The penitent man kneels before God. Kneel! And he kneels, and because Indiana Jones kneeled, he didn't get his head lopped off by that rotating blade that came out. Anybody remember that scene from the movie? Classic of filmmaking. And I wonder what kind of treatment Hollywood could give the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. What if Indiana Jones were trying to decipher an ancient clue based on this parable? Two men went to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee, tax collector. A Pharisee and a tax collector. Tax collector. The Pharisee thanked God and exalted himself. Stood there and exalted himself. The tax collector stood far off and asked God for mercy. Far off. Asked God for mercy. All who exalt themselves will be humbled. All who humble themselves be exalted. Humble themselves. Stood far off. Mercy. Stood far off. Far off. Run! And because Indiana Jones ran far off, he just missed being trampled by a giant herd of stampeding rhinoceros. Or what's the common element in the Bible reading, in the Indiana Jones scene, the real one, and my silly Hollywood version of the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector? I don't think it's about making a villain, a hero, or a scapegoat out of any of the characters. I don't think it's about finding ways to make God love you. I do think, though, that it's about learning to be humble and trusting in God's unending mercy. Because sometimes we act like the Pharisees. We follow God and we get a little full of ourselves in the process. And sometimes we act like the tax collector. We feel completely unworthy and all we can do is cry out and ask God for mercy. Maybe we feel like we have to acknowledge how awful we are or God won't hear our prayer. I don't think we should pray out of pride. I don't think we should live our lives out of pride. I also don't think that we should pray out of self-loathing. I don't think we should live our lives with self-loathing. We can learn from both of these characters in this morning's parable. We can come to God gratefully instead of pridefully. We can come to God humbly instead of with self-loathing. Those prayers from the Talmud that I mentioned before. In recent years, they have become a little bit different, and there's been a more positive spin on there. Baruch atah Hashem Eloheinu melech halaom she'ashani Yisrael. Praise to you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who made me Jewish. Baruch atah Hashem Eloheinu melech halaom she'ashani ben Korin. Praise to you, the Lord our God, King of the universe, who made me free-born. Baruch atah Hashem Eloheinu melech halaom she'ashani betzelem Elohim. Praise to you, the Lord our God, King of the universe, who made me in the image of God. We can come to God in prayer humbly and trusting in God's unending mercy. And here's a prayer I think that we can say together. It's not in Hebrew, so you don't have to find ways to pronounce words. As we say it, though, I'll read a line and then you say it back. We can remember what we learned from a Pharisee and a tax collector who went to the temple to pray. So let us pray. Praise to you, O God, who calls me your child. Praise to you, O God, who calls me your child. Praise to you, O God, who calls me to love all your children. Praise to you, O God, who calls me to love all your children. I'm sorry, O God, for all the times I failed to follow you. I'm sorry, O God, for all the times I have failed to follow you. Thank you, O God, for your forgiveness and your mercy. Thank you, O God, for your forgiveness and your mercy. Help me, O God, to show love for you and for all. Help me, O God, to show love for you and for all. And all God's people would say, Amen.